Welcome to the Hypnodojo, a place of learning for practitioners and students of hypnotherapy. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy as we whip into shape your mindset, mastery, and marketing. Relax, enjoy, learn. Here's your sensei, Linda Campbell.
In this episode, I want to answer a question that a lot of people have when they come to look into my training. And it's a good question. It's a question you should have when you're considering doing hypnotherapy as a career. That question is, can you make a good living as a hypnotherapist? My answer is a short, resounding yes. Absolutely. There is big potential. I'm talking six-figure potential. Now, that is even more so since the pandemic, but I'm going to get into that in a little while. Now, sometimes when I say you can make six figures as a hypnotherapist, people are like, oh, come on, really? No, you can't. Ah, yeah, you can. Actually, I've been doing it consistently myself for quite some time now. So let's actually crunch some numbers together. Let's say you're seeing five people a day, 5 days a week. That's your kind of standard full-time job, right? That would take you about 8 hours a day once you factor in your lunch breaks and your coffee breaks. And that's a five-day work week. So five people a day, 5 days a week, that's 25 appointments per week, which adds up to 100 appointments per month. So keep in your mind, 100. Now, where I am, but where you are doesn't really matter anymore, and I'm going to get into that in a bit as well. Where I am, the startup rate for a hypnotherapist is $120 per session. So if you're doing 100 sessions a month at $120, that's $12,000 a month. Times that by 12 months in a year, and that's $144,000 a year. Now, if you wanted to take off 2 months, have holidays, you would still be making $120,000 a year. Now, yes, you need to take off income tax and your overhead, your expenses. So let's say on that $144,000 a year, you took off 30%, you're still making over six figures. You're making $100,800 a year. Now, this is actually a conservative number, and let me explain why that is. Now, one reason it's conservative is you can actually charge more than that going rate under certain circumstances. You can charge more as you continue to develop more experience, as you continue to do more training, as you become more skilled. I'm no longer charging $120 a session. I'm now charging closer to $170. So you can charge more as time goes by. But you can also charge more right from the beginning if you're specializing, if you're combining hypnosis with another modality, if you're offering something that people can't get easily somewhere else, something that makes you unique. For example, hypnosis combines really well with a lot of other modalities. I had a student who was an acupuncturist who has combined using hypnosis with acupuncture. So she gets people with the needles in them and then does hypnosis on them. So she can charge more than the typical hypnotherapist because most hypnotherapists are not also doing acupuncture on people. And she could charge more than the typical acupuncturist because most acupuncturists aren't giving people hypnotic interventions. Now, there's a lot of different combinations like this. One of the great things about hypnosis is it can be used to both uncover and address the cause of a client's symptoms. So if you have another modality or another skill that you use to do one or the other of those things, hypnosis can combine with it really nicely. Let me give you another example. I had another student who was a psychic. She would pick up psychic impressions from people. So she started combining hypnosis with her psychic abilities and using a combination of both of them to identify what was actually going on underneath the client's symptoms and then doing the hypnosis to resolve it. So because she already had another skill set that was unique and that could be combined easily with hypnosis, she could offer something that nobody else offered. So when you can find a way to combine hypnosis with something else, with something that nobody else is doing to create a unique offer, you eliminate any competition and you can charge more because what you're giving the client is something they can't find elsewhere. Now, this is also the case if you're specializing. You can charge more if you're focusing on an area that is underserved. For example, In my area, there aren't very many people treating children with hypnosis. If somebody came into this market and was the only person that specialized in working with children, they could charge more than the startup fee of $120 a session because they're offering something that people really need and want. So if you're specializing, if you're combining it with some other skill or modality or interest that you have, you can actually charge more. Now, another reason why that number is conservative is you can reduce your overhead as well. I'm no longer giving away so much money every month because I'm now working from home. At the start of the pandemic, I moved my office into my home, and I gotta tell you, it's working so well that I'm never going back to having office space. I'm making more money now and actually seeing fewer clients because I don't have this huge overhead. I don't have the commute. I don't have a bunch of expenses that I didn't have before. So I mentioned earlier, the pandemic has made hypnosis an even more viable career. People are stuck at home, and we've been stuck at home for quite some time. Now, in the beginning, people were kind of in this mentality of, oh, we'll ride this out, I'll write that book I always wanted to write, I'll relax at home and enjoy my time. But as the pandemic has dragged on, people are now in a different mindset. People are now experiencing greater anxiety. They're struggling with dealing with this ongoing uncertainty. They're dealing with financial challenges. They're dealing with having their family at home all the time. They're dealing with the hardship of having to juggle teaching their children at home while also working from home. There's a lot of challenges that are coming up for clients that are because of this pandemic or are amplified by the pandemic. I'm seeing a lot of clients now who are struggling with more anxiety. I'm seeing clients who are having sleepless nights. I'm seeing clients who are engaging in more addictive behaviors because they're dealing with all of this stuff that's going on in the world right now. So not only are there more people who actually need hypnotherapy, but we've also become comfortable with doing things online. We're working online, we're doing therapy online, we're connecting with our friends and family online, we're learning online. Now our entire world is online. Prior to the pandemic, I had the occasional online client, but I wasn't really that crazy about working online. It wasn't something I was pursuing. It wasn't something I was trying to make happen. Usually I'd see online clients because it was somebody that I was already working with who maybe moved away or what have you and wanted to continue to work with me. And so I made an exception for them. But again, it wasn't something I was trying to make happen. Now, we're accustomed to being online, and I'm getting clients who are coming to see me who I otherwise never would have seen. Being online means we now have a global market, and this changes things when it comes to what you can charge. See, back in the day when I had an office, I was relying on the people who could travel to my office to see me. So that would be people in my town or people maybe on the island that I live on who were willing to commute to my office. And because I was focusing on those people, I could only charge what those people could afford to pay. So I had to set my rates according to whatever the people in my marketplace, the people who were around me who could travel to see me, were capable of paying. But here's the interesting thing that's happened with having a global market. If you're online, you do not have to set your prices according to what the people in your neighborhood can afford to pay. You can set your prices as to whatever you want them to be. So I started earlier by saying the going rate in my town is $120 per session. But if you're online, there is no my town that you're comparing yourself to. You could really charge whatever it is you want to charge. I tell my students that you'll find clients at every price point. If you want to charge $25 for a hypnosis session, you'll find people who will pay $25. But if you want to charge $250 for a hypnosis session, you will also find people who will pay that amount. So being online has also changed things in a big way when it comes to what you can charge. You're no longer limited by what the people in your local area are capable of paying. You're no longer held back in that way. So if there's somebody out there thinking, oh, sure, you can make $144,000 a year as a hypnotherapist if you're living in an affluent city, no, it has nothing to do with the city that you're living in. It has to do with what you're charging and how you're finding your clients. You don't necessarily have to be living in an affluent city. You can find clients who are living in an affluent city who are capable of paying you whatever it is you're charging. There's another reason why that number that I quoted earlier is a conservative estimate. And that's because there's a lot of different things that you can do with hypnotherapy aside from seeing one-on-one clients. For example, you could be putting on group hypnosis events, workshops, or seminars. You could be teaching things like self-hypnosis. You could be selling products. You could be creating an app that people could be paying for. So the skills that you learn when you become a hypnotherapist are applicable to more than just one-on-one clients. There's a lot of different places that you could be using those skills. Look, I know things are tough out there. I have to say there have been many times over this past year when we've been dealing with this pandemic where I have been so grateful that I have the career that I have. Prior to my being a hypnotherapist, I worked at a hospital cleaning beds when people checked out or died. And I gotta say, I am so glad that I got myself out of the hospital setting before the pandemic hit. I would not want to be one of those people who's constantly surrounded by this virus and worrying about my life being at risk. I also worked as a teacher. And I gotta tell you, I'm really glad that I'm not one of these teachers having to figure out how to get kids to social distance or transfer my classes to being online. That is a headache I am so happy that I don't have at this point in my life. I am extremely grateful that I've been able to maintain an income over the time of the pandemic. I'm extremely grateful that my commute is from my kitchen to my upstairs office. I'm extremely grateful that every day I have contact with clients who really need what it is I'm offering. As I said earlier, it's tough out there right now. I mean, I've always had no shortage of clients. I've always had enough people to have a full-time practice. But with this situation, and as this situation draws on, there are more and more people who are struggling in one way or another. The world really needs hypnotherapists right now, and this is the kind of work that you can do from the safety and comfort of your own home, helping people who actually need your help, and having that sense of fulfillment, satisfaction, reward, knowing that you're easing things for people in a time where that's really necessary. Now, I've gotten a bit off the topic here. Can you make a living as a hypnotherapist? Yes, you can make a living as a hypnotherapist. You can make a very good living as a hypnotherapist financially. But I have to say, even more important for me than the financial reward of being a hypnotherapist is the emotional reward. To be able to help people in a time like this, when there's so many people out there struggling, to be able to put my head down at the end of the day and know that because of the work that I'm doing, somebody's load is a little bit lighter, that's more important than any financial benefit. All right, I think I'm going to end it there. Too much pandemic talk. But I hope that I've convinced you that it is possible to make a good living as a hypnotherapist, whether it's the financial reward or the emotional reward. If you're interested in training, I would love to have a conversation with you. Down in the link below, you will find my training test drive, which is an opportunity to try out the first unit of the training at absolutely no charge and no obligation. Go and check it out, and please feel free to send me an email if you'd like to talk further about how you can move into this rewarding and lucrative career.
Okay, take one with corrections with Campbell. Okay. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy and blah blah blah.